Country Pop FM. The long-awaited return of Neil Freeman to the Bob Almanac. Terry did a nice job. You know, she has knowledge, and she adds a lot to the to the event, to the program. She does. She is pretty good at pop culture. She knows what's going on, too. And she, I think she's a former news lady, or newswoman, or newsperson.
I was hoping there was...
She's a news gatherer.
At least one of the 3 days, there was a Little House on the Prairie reference for you guys.
You know, we may not have been able to get to one. There may have been. But, you know, 80% of the stuff I spew, I don't remember anyway.
Yeah.
I've told people that. They go, hey, you said this on the show this morning. I did.
Really?
I did.
Yeah.
Have to go back and review the tapes. It's kind of like the Oval Office under Nixon here. We do record everything.
Sure.
But then there's sometimes some missing time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to. April 26th, Tuesday, 116th day of the year, 249 left to go. 1819 on this date.
You are now within a lodge of odd fellows. Here the world is shut out. You are separated from its cares and distinctions. Those who surround you have all assumed the obligations and endeavored to cherish the sentiment peculiar to odd fellowship.
It sounds like my kind of place. I'd want to join the Independent Order of Odd Fellows, the first Independent Order of Odd Fellows Lodge in the U.S. established in Baltimore, Maryland. They say this thing goes back way back to the Mayans or the Incas or the Egypt or who knows. The odd fellow, they didn't call them odd fellows there, but the general group. It's like a secret society, Neil.
Mm.
We were a Moose Lodge family. And I tell you, once you get back to behind those closed doors at the Moose Lodge, we had a lot of fun.
I can only imagine.
I mean, steak fries and birthday parties and Halloween gatherings and horseshoe tournaments and pig roasts. That's what you expect from your secret societies. Actually, the odd fellows, they got the name because... they were actually very helpful. They would help people build houses and do things in the community. Their motto is friendship, love, and truth. Sounds like a pretty good place.
It really does.
If you want to get away from the same old, and the hustle and bustle, become a member of the Odd Fellows Lodge. This state, 1819. How about 1865? You know him as John Wilkes Booth. He's the guy who shot Lincoln.
Yes.
Did he act alone? Was he part of a bigger conspiracy? We do believe that there was Knights of the Golden Circle. You may have heard of them.
I certainly believe that there were more.
This was the day that John Wilkes Booth was killed in a shootout. Several days, of course, after he had shot Lincoln. Almost 2 weeks, Neil.
Yeah, yeah.
Shootout with federal troops near Bowling Green, Virginia, 1865. You know, my in-laws are in town. They had never seen the National Treasure movies.
Really?
Yes.
Did you do them both?
Yeah, back to back. Actually did them in the wrong order because Book of Secrets was on, and then they go, oh, we haven't seen the other one either. So then we went back, and I found it on a free streaming service. Well, it's not free. I'm paying for it, but I didn't have to, you know, pay on demand at that time. And they liked it.
Yeah. All those are good shows.
And, of course, especially the second one, the Book of Secrets, revolves around the shooting of Lincoln and things like that, 1865. How about 1975?
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong.
So this song hit number one on the pop charts, the Billboard Hot 100. And what was significant about that, it's the longest title of a number one song ever. The official title, and again, part of it is in parentheses, but that counts. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? B.J. Thomas.
That is a long title.
The longest title. The longest, of course, continuous word is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. I'm being told that that one did not make it to number one. How did it not?
Well,
that was from Sound. Was that Sound of Music or was that Mary Poppins? I get those two mixed up. Yeah, it was because Do Re Mi was Sound of Music,
right?
And all those great. Well, Julie Andrews, how good was she in both of those? Your thoughts on Julie Andrews? Any thoughts?
Super talented.
Your thoughts still in Arizona? So that was 1975. 1982, Rod Stewart was mugged. in Los Angeles in broad daylight. He was not hurt, but from that day forward, he stopped carrying a purse.
Well, let that be a lesson to you.
So the production value wasn't quite there in the early days of Weird Al, but you could hear his genius. It's funny. Some people think he's the worst. Other people think he's a genius. Weird Al Yankovic, his debut album released on this date.
I know what side of the aisle you fall under.
Another One Rides the Bus and My Bologna. My Bologna. Those are the two releases, the two most memorable songs from that first release. It was basically him recording in a bathroom with his accordion.
Yeah. Well, and you know, they had the wherewithal and the fortitude to make it happen and make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Bless his
heart. He could have been a complete flop, but thanks to Dr. Demento and whatever else.
Yeah. Gold.
Dumb kids like me in the 80s, we bought the albums and away we went in 86.
There has been a nuclear accident in the Soviet Union and the Soviets have admitted that it happened. Oh, yeah. The Soviet version is this. One of the atomic reactors at the Chernobyl atomic power plant near the city of Kiev was damaged, and there is speculation in Moscow that people were injured and may have died.
So it's now Kiev, Neil.
Yep.
So it's in Kiev at Chernobyl. That was the state in 1986. 31 people killed. 300 square miles needed to be evacuated. In fact, you know how they found out it happened? The Russians didn't say it, or the Soviets didn't say it right away. It was people that worked at a nuclear plant in Sweden. Because whenever they come to work, they check them with the rads. They check for rads. They check for radiation, Neil.
Okay.
And they found out that they all had higher levels of radiation. They go, what's going on? Yeah. So they investigated a little bit further. And it turned out that it was in Kiev. It was Kiev back then, Neil.
Right.
The world's worst nuclear disaster to date. You still can't go there. You won't be able to go there for thousands of years, pretty much. The half-life of that nuclear waste. And, of course, it came into play with the Ukraine-Russia thing right now.
Yes.
Because there was fear that there would be rocket attacks on that, and it would spew some of the latent radiation that is still there.
Scary stuff. Really is scary.
Thank you. This was kind of scary in 86. Same day, not quite as serious as Chernobyl.
The rain coming through the roof in the right center field, the upper ceiling. 32,000 people at the Metrodome tonight, and there was some real concern with the lights dangling there that we may have a very dangerous situation. That situation has not occurred. The game is going on as planned. In fact, since
so that was at the Metrodome, and that's the late, great Tom Hanneman on Channel 4. It was before he'd moved on to the Timberwolves and Fox Sports North, or whatever it was before Fox Sports North. What was it before Fox Sports North? Midwest Sports Channel?
I don't. There's so many incarnations. It's hard to keep them all straight.
Twins were playing the Angels. I bet you there are people listening that were at that game.
Oh, I'm sure.
This date in 86. I remember Wally Joyner was at the plate when it happened. I was watching.
Yeah.
And it happened, and all of a sudden in right field above upper deck, the cloth roof started, it tore.
Gave way, yeah.
The Teflon tore, not because of snow, it was just high winds, strong thunderstorm. Yep. And as you know, I mean, you are Mr. Weather, you come in here with strong low pressure, and you got difference of air pressures, and of course, what holds the Metrodome up?
Pressure.
Air pressure.
Right.
So you got different air pressure outside than they expected. They monitor the air pressure to make sure that the dome stays up. All of a sudden, you've got a system coming through. Air pressure chains at a moment's notice. You have problems. And that's what they had.
And we had them.
So they delayed the game. People are running away from the upper deck. It had to be scary for those people because the video shows these light standards hanging from the ceiling.
That was
up and down and back and forth.
Bobbing and weaving.
Yes. And not just moving by inches. Dozens of feet these things were moving.
I would be afraid.
That was at the Metrodome.
Yeah.
1986. 1988, the NBA approved the addition of a third referee. Did you see the other night at the Timberwolves game, they tried to have a fourth referee?
No, did they?
Yeah, they tried to have a fourth referee. You didn't see it. There was another protester who ran onto the court with the referee's uniform on.
Oh, my gosh.
Chicken protester.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
And had the whistle and everything. I mean, you got to give her credit for the effort.
Right.
Put a number on her jersey, on her referee's shirt, using what appeared to be black duct tape. So
Wow.
And I don't know, you didn't see it. So
I got to look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, please look it up, because the reaction of the security guard was just amazing. Cat-like reflexes. Obviously, they were surveilling.
They were on the lookout.
Yeah, they were under surveillance. And then 89.
One of America's most popular entertainers, Lucille Ball, Lucy, died suddenly today from a ruptured aorta. She was 77.
Lucy passed away on this date. Some pretty good documentaries on Lucy right now on some of the streamings. It might be Amazon. It might be Netflix. I can't remember. There's so many of them, and I all pay for them. There are days I can't eat because I pay for so many streaming services. She was 77. Neil, you remember where you were when you heard that Lucy passed away? I was at Brown Institute getting ready in the morning to kick off the morning show on one of our pretend radio stations. The radio station call letters were the initials of the instructors.
Yeah, that's right.
At Brown Institute. So whatever they were, K da da da, W da da da, those were the initials of the instructors. Which was kind of clever.
That was good.
So I broke the news on a fake radio station.
That was good.
That was broadcasting to nobody except for the people out in the hallway.
Lucy
had passed away.
I would have been in my final month of KANO radio.
KANO, we call it.
Yep.
Downtown Anoka.
Yep, getting ready to make the move to the big Q, WQPM.
Ooh, that was huge. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history.
Right on.
30-some years later. Carol Burnett, who had met and was very much a fan and probably was inspired by Lucille Ball. Mm-hmm. They both are redheads, Neil.
Yes.
And it's Carol Burnett's birthday today.
What brings you to Tara?
You vixen, you. Starlet, I love you. That gown is gorgeous.
Thank you. I saw it in the window and I just couldn't resist it.
And of course, she's wearing curtains in the Went With The Wind skit on The Carol Burnett Show. And that still, to this point, is believed to be the longest sustained laughter ever in the history of television.
Really?
That scene.
Oh,
with
good.
Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman. So Carol Burnett,
to
89.
The greats.
89.
She's still going. That's awesome.
Maurice Williams of Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs.
Very nice.
You know, the radio edit of this song is like a minute 30.
That's one of the shortest songs I've heard of.
You barely have time to go get a Diet Mountain Dew.
Right. You got to be quick.
I mean, we got a couple of Roger Miller, Tom T. Hall songs that are pretty short. But,
right. Like 147.
I could almost play the whole thing here, but Maurice Williams, happy birthday today. 84. Remember this from the 70s?
I have just closed my eyes again.
Oh, yeah.
Time to board the Dreamweaver train.
Love this song. Had it on a KTEL album.
Nice. We Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver. Weaver Day Dream. If you were going to say Weaver Day Dream, that's of course how you'd say it in Spanish. Weaver Day Dream.
And leave tomorrow.
That's live on the Midnight Special with Wolfman Jack. Let's get to the chorus. And there are parts of that song with the keyboard. It sounds like Monster Zero from the Godzilla movie, I swear. Gary Wright today, he's 79.
Great tune.
From Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, he was the big drug dealer.
Don Hector, mine is a cartel business. This is most unfortunate. However, my trucks are already at maximum capacity.
He was the chicken man. He had a chicken restaurant, and he would smuggle in the meth in the big 5-gallon pails of his batter that he cooked the chicken in. And I know you didn't watch Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. They're great television shows, but you need to watch your sports, I know. Giancarlo Esposito is Gus Fring. He's been in other things. He's in The Mandalorian now. He's 64. Roger Taylor, the drummer from Duran Duran. Can you hear the drum here, Neil?
Very much so.
Roger Taylor is 62. More 80s. David Essex did the original, but then Michael Damon, who had been like on Young and the Restless, he goes, you know what? I saw earlier in the decade that Jesse Girls guy Rick Springfield went from soap operas to hit music. Let's go. And so he redid this song. It was a hit. May have gone to number one. Michael Damian. He's also on an episode of Facts of Life that you might be interested in. 60 today. One of my favorites here today from the King of Queens.
Oh, yeah. This is just sad.
Mo, I'm telling you, he took it.
Oh, you just have it in for him because he was hitting on me.
Maybe he was hitting on you just to create a diversion so he could grab my wallet.
Oh, please.
Oh, right. What was I thinking? I mean, he had to be hitting on you because you're so damn hot.
Oh, Kevin James, 57 here today.
Aren't you going to his stand-up?
Yeah, going to see his show in September down at Rochester. So, Kevin James.
What about Paul Blart?
Paul Blart. Yeah, I didn't like that as much. Yeah. He was a little too goofy, a little too... I don't know what you would say, clumsy.
But yet they were entertaining.
As King of Queens. Yeah, and he's been in some movies as well. But as King of Queens, him and Leah Remini, and then, of course, Jerry Stiller.
That's too good.
And then when they added Lou Ferrigno, I mean, that was a cherry on the top of the whole ice cream sundae there. Kevin James is 57. We have wrestler Kane, 55. You know, one time he was Dr. Yankum, who was a dentist. You know, you had the barber, and then you had the dentist, Dr. Yankum. And then they finally found a good gimmick for him as the lost brother of The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
Came out with the big leather mask, Kane. Yeah. You know, he's the mayor. Scary. He's a mayor. He's the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He's 55. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Your knowledge of TLC, I know, is very vast. It's Know Your TLC. Is it Chili? Is it T-Boz? Or is it Left Eye?
Oh, my. Chili?
No, it's T-Boz. T-Boz Watkins. You really had two chances because Left Eye had passed away, sadly. She's in the gone but not forgotten, but 52. Right. Melania Trump, our former first lady of the day. One of the rare first ladies still around, 52. How about Rascal Flatts? Jada Marcus on the piano.
Some skill there.
From their song, Bless the Broken Road.
It's a good one.
51 today, and we've said it before, we'll say it again. Neil loved Magic Mike.
Good evening. Good you live here?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your name?
Kim.
Kim, can you move back for me, please? We keep getting complaints of noise and underage drinking. Everybody sit down, we're going to be here for a while. You don't have anything sharp on you that I can stick myself with, do you?
No.
Good. Because I do.
Yeah, he travels with a letter opener, Neil.
Ooh.
It's about male stripping, Neil.
Male strippers.
Magic Mike.
Sure.
Yes. Channing Tatum is 42 today. He's got a new one with Sandra Bullock. They're out in the jungle somewhere.
Oh.
And
I'll have to keep an eye out.
Yeah, keep an eye out on it. I know you don't stream, so I doubt you'll see it, but maybe watch a trailer too.
I saw him in the White House Down.
Yeah, he was good in that one.
Yeah.
Because
it
was him and who's the guy?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx, wasn't it?
I think so. And they were in that together. That was good.
But it was the same as Olympus Has Fallen.
Correct.
Basically the same movie, just different actors.
Different buildings. Gone but not forgotten today.
Why about different buildings? They're both the White House. That's the code word for White House is Olympus.
Oh, okay.
Olympus Has Fallen. That's the code word for White House.
Let's move on to the gone but not forgotten category today. The former Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, born on this day, 121, that was A.D., I do believe. Last of the five good emperors, right? Marcus Aurelius.
There's a company in my hometown of Bram. They make nice absorbent gas shocks. Named after Aurelius.
After Aurelius?
Aurelius must have been, his scooter or his buggy. Or his, what did you travel around when you were a Roman? What do you call one of those, a gondola?
Chariot.
A chariot, His chariot must have had some really nice shocks on it.
I'll bet it did.
Smooth ride, Neil.
Yeah.
Rack and pinion steering, A-frame, go get them.
We have guys today that have a society named after them and a scale, so it's a big day. Naturalist, ornithologist, John James Audubon, born on this day, 1785. He's got his own society in his name. Hall of Fame blues singer Gertrude Ma Rainey, born on this day, 1886. And the guy who has a scale named after him is Dr. Charles Richter.
What does the Freeman scale measure?
Amount of Diet Mountain Dew in your system. Seismologist Dr. Charles, don't call him Chuck Richter, born on this day, 1900. Of course, he has the scale for measuring the magnitude of earthquakes. Movie, let's do Where Would We Be Without illustrator Vernon Grant giving us Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
But there's no stopping once Pop starts popping. Snap, crackle, pop, talking just to you.
That slow sound system.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the talking part of this complete breakfast.
How much sugar did you have to put on Rice Krispies?
Sizable.
Yeah.
Now, that'd be another thing that would be needs to be measured. But how many of us didn't turn an ear and listen to our bowl of Rice Krispies go snap, crackle, and pop? Because it certainly did.
Van Gogh didn't.
And
he had to turn the other way.
Turn the other cheek. 1902, movie producer Tamayuki Tanaka. He gave us Godzilla.
Man in a rubber suit. Didn't get any better.
With a very, you know, he was very ornery. I don't know if it was a case of hemorrhoids or what was really causing.
What's your favorite Godzilla? I like the one. Monster Zero will always be my favorite with Ghidra, and they bring in Rodan to help him out.
Yes. That is
Planet
good.
X. They go to Planet X.
That is good. 1910 for Mr. Tanaka and singer Bobby Rydell. 1942.
Just lost him. I'm surprised your staff had him. I'm impressed.
Yeah, they worked overtime. They wanted to impress me when I came back.
Yes. Were you still paying them when you were gone? Were they the ones mowing your lawn and cleaning your house? And
they were. They were docked pay for past grievances.
They were flushing your toilet so they could exercise the gaskets.
Probably.
Very important to do if you're gone.
Bobby Rydell, 1942, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I'm Jerry Blackwell, and I want to see. I want to get my hands on that pencil neck geek as I watch the EDF fumble. I'm going to make my splash in the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Jerry Blackwell.
Rapping Jerry Blackwell.
That was the Who Remembers Wrestle Rock and the Wrestle Rock Rumble. The big card they had at the Metrodome. Listen to Greg Gagne here on this just a minute. This is good.
I'm Greg Gagne, and I'm in a rage. I want Brody, and I want him in a cage. A high-flying dropkick will make him see double. I grind him up at the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Woo!
Greg Gagne, I've never seen him that fired up. One of the high flyers. But
he
Jerry Blackwell, the mountain from Stone Mountain, moved around better than most big men.
He did.
1949. Died in 95, and now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Not forgotten. Mm-hmm. Remember the time when Mad Dog was making a casket for him in his wood shop? It was for Blackwell.
Fatwell! We call him Fatwell.
With Neil, would you like to start your Bobathon with Mel Tillis, Southern Rains, Reba McEntire, Wrong Night, or Dolly Parton, Why'd You Come In Here Looking for This?
I'm going to go with Reba this morning.
WQPM, Princeton.